25 years ago today, a mechanical failure in a nuclear reactor came perilously close to disaster at the Three Mile Island power plant outside Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The partial meltdown remains the worst commercial nuclear accident in American history. Its legacy still haunts the nuclear power industry, and memories of those frightening days linger in the Susquehanna River Valley, where the plant sits on an island. In the months following the accident at TMI, a group of social scientists recorded hundreds of interviews with local residents. These interviews are being made public for the first time. Renee Gattel of member station WITF in Harrisburg reports.
At 3:54 a.m. on March 28, 1979, a valve at TMI's Unit 2 reactor malfunctioned, causing a loss of coolant and fears of a meltdown.
Man, they got a release inside.
200 R per hour?
Hello, sir. At the top of the dome.
Is that all the numbers you got?
Yeah, those are the only numbers.
Okay. Boy, keep us posted. That's a serious, serious damn event.
I had two kids then, and a husband, and a golden retriever, and we had the van ready to go.
Lana Momsheimer was then a young professor of American Studies at Dickinson College in Carlisle, approximately 20 miles from the power plant.
And we thought, well, if it happens, we'll get in the car with the kids and the dog, and we'll come to campus, and we'll get as many students in the van as we can, and we'll go as fast as we can uptown.
She and her family did not evacuate, but roughly 65% of the school did. The college suspended classes, and Momsheimer and her colleagues decided to turn the campus and the greater Harrisburg region into a laboratory and record the social effects of the disaster.
I'm Lana Momsheimer, and I'm the interviewer, and today's date is June 4th, and your name is?
She and her students conducted more than 400 interviews. Most of the tapes are scratchy. Tim Longwell was a 20-year-old junior at the college.
TMI was intangible. There was nothing to touch, nothing to see.
He said the accident was worse than a natural disaster because everything looked normal.
There was nothing to see. Nothing of the disaster, of the accident. We could see the reactions to it. We could see lead bricks being flown into Harrisburg Airport. We could see media trucks everywhere. But you couldn't see the damage.
Longwell worked at the student radio station. He said he felt compelled to stay and cover the story. Momsheimer says despite the public's fears, most people she interviewed did not panic, but their imaginations ran wild. Since the plant and the island looked normal, Leonard Goldberg, the dean of educational services at the college, struggled to imagine what a core meltdown might be like.
I don't know. I don't know what the meltdown... I have a picture of the TMI island having a great big hole in it, and something that's very dangerous has been dropped into the water below the island.
A large number of the interviews reflect frustration with the way plant officials dealt with the public. Bonnie Noel, a 20-year-old college student, felt important information was being covered up.
And as I say, I wasn't completely panicked, yet I was concerned. And what I didn't like was the feeling from a lot of these people, they were trying to say, oh, everything's okay. Now, everything wasn't totally wrong, but I don't think you can say everything was okay either, and that really bothered me.
Historian Momsheimer says if officials know people won't panic, they may be more forthcoming with information. She says the tapes will be useful for disaster researchers.
We were not spoken to frankly, and that is what made people more frightened than anything else. They really believed that no one was telling them the straight story. If you give them the straight story, they will not panic. They will act accordingly. And that's something I think public officials ought to know if they don't yet.
A small amount of radiation was leaked during the accident at TMI. The amount and effects of the radiation are still debated. Today, driving into Harrisburg, there's only a moment to catch a glimpse of the cooling towers. As soon as you realize you are looking at the Three Mile Island, it disappears behind the hills. The Unit 2 reactor has never been restarted. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gattel in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.